The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
2FM in the news for all the wrong reasons over the last couple of weeks. They've seen an exodus of presenters, Darren Garrahy, the two Johnnies, and then as of yesterday, Jennifer Zamparelli. Dan Healy is the man who runs the station. He said on RTE Radio 1 this morning that any suggestion that the station close or be sold is quote unquote nuts. Is it though? Keith Walsh is with me, the former 2FM presenter, and Terry Prone, chairman of the Communications Clinic as well. You're both very welcome. Folks, Keith, have you been surprised by the exodus of talent?
No, not at all. But I do want to, there is a big question over this. So it's not surprising because RTE, starting with 2FM, have decided to clamp down on presenters, giving them the kind of contracts where they have to, tell RTE, 2FM, whatever, what work they're doing. And not only that, they have to tell them what money they're earning from that work external to their contract or their show on 2FM, which I'm not sure it's legal to do that, because what's happening with these people is they've been given all of the restraints, they've got all the duties, all the responsibilities of an employee, with none of the benefits and the security that comes with it. I think it was the mandate union told the Oireachtas committee bogus self-employment is a cancer. And what's happening here is they're being asked to do something, they've been given contracts that don't work. And to be honest with you, some of them are going, actually, we were kind of bigger than 2FM when we came to the station, and we can make more money, not in Darren's case, by and not having to get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and should the two Johnnies are off to Australia. So, it's asking the ridiculous and getting the correct answers.
Yeah, I think there's people like ourselves who all work in the industry and would understand why people are leaving. Others at home, I think that is worth kind of explaining. The reality is that they're making an awful lot of money outside the work on the radio. The work on the radio is how most people might interact with them or hear them. But, for example, you mentioned the two Johnnies. I mean, they're going on this tour to Australia and other parts of the world. They've got music, they've got their podcast, huge shows in the Three Arena. You could see how actually doing a daily radio show for them would hold them back, and why they might not want to share with the public exactly how much they earn elsewhere.
But why should they? Do you know what I mean? Why should they have to? It's not like it's they're already asking something that nobody who's a private contractor or a sole trader ever has to tell the person they're contracting to what they're earning from other contracts. It's not anywhere else. It doesn't happen anywhere else. So why should they? And I mean, Kevin Backhurst comes out with this ridiculous statement, like bonkers statement, saying that the two Johnnies are bigger now after 2 years on 2FM than they were when they got there. Well, why did he give them the job in the first place? That's nonsensical.
He discovered them.
He found them. Like, they were literally down in Care. They were down in the shed, and they were recording into an old tape recorder. And he said, "You guys are going to be big." And look at them now. But I mean, the tour of Australia will show you. I mean, obviously, 2FM are huge in Australia, and that's why they got a tour of Australia. It's nonsensical. But it also shows, on a serious note, it also shows that RTE are continuing. We talk about transparency. There's no transparency here, because we're talking about it. We don't know what's going on. They're continuing this thing of this nonsensical statement that they're bigger now than that when they came to 2FM, and that's why 2FM is brilliant. Just tell us what's going on, Kevin. Don't tell us, don't be stupid, you know?
Terry Prone, I mentioned, is with us as well. Terry, is there a future for 2FM in its current guise?
Not in its current guise. I mean, if you were looking at it purely as a business, you would say, listen, we close it now, it'll save us a lot of money. We have just lost a huge number of key front-of-house people, so that would be grand. And because it isn't public service broadcasting per se, we won't have any problem. Except that I think the government might have a small issue with RTE Radio then becoming effectively Radio Telefiche Elderly, because it would have nothing aimed at anybody under 50. So when Dan Healy says it's nonsense and it's not going to happen and it's not going to be closed down, he's absolutely right. However, that does not mean that RTE hasn't made horrendous errors along the way. If you look at the sort of listenership that Jerry Ryan had, 20 years ago that Ryan Tubridy had. Tubridy had a quarter of a million listeners. Jerry Ryan had 300,000. On their best day ever, the two Johnnies had about half of Jerry Ryan's figures. So the station was on a downward curve, and a severe downward curve, for quite a while. But that doesn't excuse the knowing naivete of the decision that they made, which was the classic thing of, oh, look, that person, let's say they're in Garrahy, has an enormous following on social media. We'll get her in and she'll bring all of those with her. Similarly with the two Johnnies. None of them, I mean, they're in Garrahy, had done some broadcasting, but none of them were real dyed-in-the-wool broadcasters. Mm. They were social media people. And as soon as there was a threat to their social media money, they said, hell with this, we don't need it. Mm. So in effect, RTE was asking them to sacrifice the key thing that had attracted them to RTE in the first place, or that had attracted RTE to them, rather.
Go on, Keith.
Yeah, I have to totally disagree with that. Like, Dearn had been on Spin for a few years. She'd been on Today FM. Yes, she had a big following. This isn't an issue about Johnny, either of the Johnnies. It's not an issue about Dearn. This is an issue about RTE. Like, creating this sideshow about clamping down on presenters. Now, they're the content creators, okay? There would be no finance department. There would be no sales department. There would be no legal department. There would be no board if you didn't have any content creators. Now, Jerry Ryan operated in a time where there was many, many, many less options on the radio. There was so many less radio stations to listen to. Podcasting wasn't a thing. The same with Ryan Tubridy when he started on The Breakfast Show. There was less options for people to listen to. There wasn't TikTok. There was, like, it's a nonsense to compare those figures. The two Johnnies have done quite well. Dearn has done quite well. The problem here is RTE using the presenters and the content creators as the fall guys and throwing them under the bus, just as it did with Ryan Tubridy. The presenters create the content, right? If you don't have content creators, no content, you've nothing to sell, you don't have a business. What's a media organisation without content creators? It's a field. And that is the problem. RTE, once again, throwing content creators, the people who make the money for the business, under the bus. And it's time for somebody to call it out. And also, it's illegal what they're doing. It's what they're asking to do. This is not about Dearn Garrahy, like, coming to RT and then saying, oh, this is difficult now, I'm going back to my content. She wanted to be a radio presenter. She gave it a go. And RT have made it difficult for her, as have they made it difficult for the two Johnnies to present their show. RTE have no podcasting output to speak of. They're lost in a land of, maybe there's still thinking of the glory days of Jerry Ryan, who wasn't actually treated very well by RTE either. Neither was Ryan Tubridy. And they're not keeping up with the times. I think somebody needs to tell RTE that it's 2024. And even if you look at the likes of Bauer, they have podcasts. They've got a podcasting suite. They're keeping up with the times. It's a different world out there. And I don't think RTE are fit for purpose.
But, Keith, do you worry, though, setting aside the kind of questions about legality of kind of imposing such strictures on people who are contractors, do you worry about them kind of going back to the same well in terms of looking for kind of the social media influencer? Dan Healy mentioned that today about an interest in influencers. You know, that if they do persist with these strictures, that they're going to have the same problem. An influencer is going to go, ugh, like, this is just awkward in terms of making money elsewhere. That's why I'm an influencer.
To footballing. Say if Manchester United had a problem in midfield, they could bring somebody in for 2 years or somebody, you know, who has experience. But they also have to be looking at the younger people coming through. There has to be succession planning. There doesn't seem to be succession planning. And when Kevin Backer stands out there and goes, we have amazing staff, we have amazing talent coming through, big stars coming through, you're going, well, why didn't you give them the job? Why did you bring the two Johnnies in? So, like, none of it makes sense. And that is the problem. And that's the problem with RTE all the time, is make it make sense, so we understand what the hell is going on, and stop making it the problem of the presenters.
Terry, do you think they'd have any difficulty in replacing all of these presenters?
No. People always believe that they're irreplaceable. But there is a difference. When Jerry Ryan died, there was a shock that went right through Ireland, and particularly through people who had grown up addicted to Gerry Ryan. That hasn't happened in relation to any of the four who have gone in the last 10 days. There's been curiosity, there's been interest, but no sense of how will I manage without this person or these two people. And therefore, I don't think it's going to be a huge problem if RTE... What kind of a stupid thing is that to say?
But they're not. I mean, there's not going to be an outpouring of grief if somebody leaves the job.
The issue is that if you deprive people of something that they really care about, they complain about it. That really hasn't happened, Ciarán, in the last 10 days.
Terry Prone, Chair of the Communications Clinic. Keith Walsh, former RTE 2FM presenter. Thank you both very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.